You're listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.
Hello, 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 ladies and gents. My name is Kirby Minnick, aka Kirby is a Boss, and welcome to the Bought and Beloved podcast. I am so happy that you chose to join me here today and to get a good word from the word. It's going to be an amazing time, and I'm super pumped to talk to you guys about boldness. Now, typically on my podcasts, for those of you who are subscribed and have been here before, then you know that I have an open email. It's bought and beloved@gmail.com. That's bought and beloved@gmail.com, all spelled out. And I just encourage you guys pretty much every day, weekly, to send in your questions. If you have a situation you're going through, or if you just need biblical wisdom and advice, or maybe you have a topic suggestion for the podcast, I encourage you to just send it to that email. I look through it pretty much every day, every week. And that's how I write these podcasts. Now, for this week, though, I decided to kind of just talk about my own thing and something that the Lord has really spoken to me in a specific season of my life. And I just thought it would be great to share this word with you all about boldness in our faith, because although I haven't pulled this topic from a specific email or request, I know this is something that people ask me about all the time in sharing our faith, in going out and pursuing the things that the Lord has called us to do, in claiming territory in the name of Jesus and facing the enemy. We are called to be bold believers, and that's what I want to highlight today. But real quick, before we get into that, I am actually on mission at the moment. So I've recorded this podcast a little beforehand before I went over there. So I'm in Switzerland. Actually, I'm in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. So if you could be sending up prayers for me and my team as we're continuing doing missions over there, that would be incredible. Prayers just for overall health and safety, prayers that the Lord opens up the hearts of the people that we're reaching out to, and prayers that the Lord just does a transformative work in the hearts of the people doing ministry, myself, my team, and everyone involved. That would be incredible. And while you're at it, while I'm, you know, plugging things, remember to subscribe to the podcast. If you're not subscribed already, literally takes 2 seconds and you'll get notified for every single podcast. So it's a win-win on everybody's ends. And you can also leave a 5-star rating if you want. That would mean the world to me. And a review if you have a few seconds. Just write about how, you know, this podcast has helped you. And it really gives me insight as to how it's going and how this is pouring into y'all, because I truly want to be a voice and a vessel for the Lord into your lives on this podcast. So yeah, do all that good stuff. You can also follow me on Instagram, Twitter, or subscribe to my YouTube channel. All those platforms are Kirby is a Boss. More so specifically my Instagram, I'll be doing awesome updates as to the missionary work we're doing over there. So if you want updates, or if you just want to follow me and kind of get a glimpse into my life and, you know, be even more intentional, because I love to respond to DMs and comments and things like that, you can follow me on that as well. But enough with the plugins, enough with the rambling. I know why you clicked on this podcast. You want to hear about boldness. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about boldness, how we can live a life of boldness in our prayer life, in spending time in His Word, and in pursuing Him in relationship. Because those are three core things that as believers, we need to be pursuing. We need to be pursuing a bold prayer life. We need to be pursuing a bold pursuit in spending time with God in the Word, and we need to be bold in pursuing a relationship with Jesus daily. So I, as many of you guys probably have guessed from all the plugins, I've been blessed with an amazing platform. But with this platform, y'all, it's not about me. And that's something I have to continue as an influencer, quote unquote, as an influencer, I have to continue to check my heart and lay this down in recognizing that God is the one who blessed me with this platform and that it's for Him. But with that, the Lord has given me a bold calling and a commission to be bold for the gospel. right? And to lay this down for him, not just being outspoken, not just tweeting Jeremiah 29:11 every now and again, but living my life for Christ fully behind the scenes to the point where it bleeds out and it's showcased in everything I do without the fear of man on my mind in the spotlight. So boldness, for those of you who might not know, boldness is making the choice to enter into battle and to not fear. Why? Because we are confident that the Spirit of the Lord will fulfill and will triumph victoriously for His glory. That's what boldness is. Boldness is choosing to enter into battle without fear, knowing who our God is, knowing what He is capable of, knowing what He has called us to do. If we have true confidence and hope in our God, then we will grow in stepping out into boldness. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "Since we have such a hope, we are very bold." So hope is what breeds boldness. Now, if hope is what breeds boldness, what is hope? Because clearly, if we want to live bold lives in our prayer life, in our pursuit after the Lord, in our quiet times, in the battles, we need to have hope. And a good story of hope and boldness that we see in Scripture is in the life of David. Now, this is one of my favorite stories of Scripture. I've probably mentioned it a million times on this podcast, but there's just so many beautiful angles to how God moved in this story in David's life. But we're going to be checking out 1 Samuel chapter 17, the story of David and Goliath. Such a good story. And I want us to listen to this story with a fresh perspective, because I think it's easy for certain gospel stories and Old Testament stories and just stories throughout the whole entire Bible, the popular ones, to kind of get watered down. And it's like, oh yeah, I've heard this before. I know the application. I know this story and blah, 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 and what the preachers always say. But I encourage you to go about this with a fresh perspective and to ask the Holy Spirit to just make your heart a heart of flesh for a minute so you can receive. And wherever you might be hardened to the gospel, man, that he breaks that down so that your heart beats again and beats with life and hope and boldness. So we're going to be reading 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 41 through 47. And this is what it says in the ESV version. "And the Philistine, aka Goliath, moved forward and came near to David with his shield bearer in front of him. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. And the Philistine said to David, 'Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?' And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, 'Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field.' Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all the assembly may know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands." Y'all, that is the boldness we need, right? That is the victory cry that we want to have, not that we just want to say and utter in vanity and in voidness, but that is a battle cry that we want rooted in our hearts, that we want true for our lives. Guys, that is the hope in the Lord that we should have. We should have the boldness to step out and declare victory and truth in God's name and have the hope that He is God and He will do it. But how do we get there? Why was it that David was able to take down Goliath? Where did that boldness come from? And how do we attain a boldness like that in our walk with God? Well, I have 3 points for you today if you're taking notes or if you're just listening. But if we want to attain a boldness like that, like that in our walk with God, as we face battles, as we walk into new seasons of life, as we go about our day to day. If we want to attain a boldness like that, the first thing that we need to do is have hope. So point number one is David had hope. So if we were to just skip a few verses beforehand or flip a few pages beforehand, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37, it says, "And David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you." So a little backstory with this. As David is getting ready to challenge Goliath and take him down in this battle, Saul is basically analyzing David and kind of seeing like, okay, is this ruddy, handsome boy like actually going to fight on our behalf? Because if David loses, we become slaves to the Philistine people. But David affirms in saying that the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Remember that David was a faithful shepherd to the sheep of his father, right? And bears and lions came and attacked and tried to take down these sheep and kill them off. But David literally fought them off. Again, this little ruddy, handsome boy that was never seen as a warrior in the eyes of man by his stature, by his appearance and things like that. He took down those things. And he had confidence that because the Lord equipped him in that the Lord would equip him to take down this lion, this bear that is trying to take down the sheep, aka God's people, Israel. Saul is telling David that he, David, cannot take down Goliath by his own strength because he's young and not equipped. But David knows that himself. He knows that by his own strength he can't do it. But the God who protected him from the lions and the bears, multiple, can take down Goliath as well. He had just been anointed to be the next king. So keep that in mind. David knew this thing. This was promised to him. He had been anointed to be the next king, and he knew that he had to guard God's people, God's sheep, and he knew that God would fulfill this battle and the calling that was placed on his life. He had hope in the promises of God, that God would carry out his will and his way that was promised to him. Hope is expecting God to move. Hope is knowing that God will fulfill his promises to his people. Our hope isn't a, I hope God can do it feeling, but it's a, my hope is in God who is able. That is the hope that we have. That is the hope that we champion and that we cry out in the face of our enemies and in the face of battles and trials and temptations. There is confidence in Christian hope, which means that there's no room for doubt. Hope is a trusting confidence, a reliance that God will come through. Maybe not in the way that we expect, maybe not in the way that we feel most comfortable, but we know and we trust and we declare. Another way that we can see this is in the story of Abraham and Isaac. Abraham knew that God would come through and fulfill his promise because he promised that Isaac would be his lineage, right? Go and read that story. That's an amazing story as well. But we see hope time and time again tested throughout the Bible, and that it is drawn out and it is fulfilled and it is carried out through the assurance that God will fulfill his promises to his people. As we spend time walking with God, submitting to obedience, and trusting in who he has always been, our hope will grow as our endurance is tested in running the race of faith. Through that endurance, by taking those baby steps and remembering who God is, we will produce a character that is strong. And through trusting God in those circumstances he delivers us through, we will grow in hope. And it is by hope we can act in boldness. My hope is in God so that I can move. My hope is in God so I will obey. My hope is in God so I will stand against Goliath and protect God's nation. One thing that I will forever preach is how important obedience is. We must take that first step of obedience and surrender in order to see God move in our own lives so we can learn to trust him. and give him the hope that we place in other things and in ourself. If we were to take the hope that we place in other things, other people, other idols, ourselves, and instead we placed it in God, we would see miracles come to fruition. We would see the promises of God come to life before our eyes in ways that we never knew possible. The truth is that we will fail. We will fail. But God never will. And when we experience that firsthand, we become all the more hopeful and all the more bold. If you have not been able to experience that testimony in your life, or at least have your eyes open to seeing what God has done, read the scriptures and know that that is a testament to His glory, His faithfulness, His promise, His presence. And we can put our hope in Him today, knowing what He has done and believing that He will do that in our own lives, because that's who He is. He is the same today as yesterday as He will be tomorrow. David had hope. Point number two, David knew God. David spent time investing in God when he was in the season of unknown. If we want to live a life of boldness, we need to have hope and we need to know God. Remember, before David and Goliath, this champion story that we've heard preached to us time and time again, before that, even before he was anointed king, David spent time in the field singing to God, speaking to God. He made time to be intimate with the Lord. And that is where God molded David. God molded David in the place he was at and prepared him in the valley with watching sheep and warding off lions and bears so that he could one day lead God's sheep and fight off the Goliaths while also still giving God the attention and the glory. And that is what we often overlook. We often overlook the valleys that God has us in this moment. We often overlook the quote-unquote unknown seasons that we are in. But that is where God develops us. That is where divine appointments take place so that He can further prepare us for the place He wants to take us and the person He created us to be, to leading His people, to leading His lost sheep, fending off the wolves and the lions and the bears that come at them. As we dive into His word, we need to stop having this selfish mentality of, well, how will this benefit me? Or, well, what am I going to get out of this so I feel better about my circumstance? Instead, we need to read it for what it is. We need to spend time reading the Word of God and allowing it to develop our hearts. This book, the Bible, the purpose of it is so that we can know God, analyze His character, look at the promises that He makes and how He moves. If you instill that in your heart today with where you are at in life, then as that continues to take root, you will be better prepared for the season that God is going to call you into very shortly. Very shortly. You don't understand how soon that season is coming up. So in the time that you have in being intimate and being quote-unquote unknown and having time on your hands, spend it with the Lord. Take time to dig deeper and understand what these people were going through, what their customs were, how God changed that all up. Ask bolder questions when you pray and as you invite the Spirit to move, as you spend quality time with Him in His Word. You get to know God more when you don't skip over those hard passages, but rather when you take the time to meditate on it and find the deeper connections to it. Ask the bolder questions. Dig deeper. Challenge your understanding of why this is happening in Scripture and why God included it in His Word. If you want to have a bold hope, a bold faith, a bold confidence, then start pursuing Him in a bold manner. Guys, this is the breath of life we have here tangibly in front of us, and every word has value to it. Even Leviticus, even Revelation, even Numbers. If you were to dive into these passages that you are scared to dive into, if you were to honestly search it, search for God in the Scriptures, you are going to find something so deep, so beautiful, a treasure, a gem, a nugget of gold that God has already prepared for you to read. David was a man who always sought after God's purpose, God's heart, and God's name. He always sought God's understanding above his own. And if we were to do that in the place that God has us today, we are going to be more equipped and prepared for the battle that is ahead of us, because trials and temptations are promised to us in this life. But if we were to take the time to prepare today in the place, in the season, in the time such as this that we are in, we will be more hopeful and more bold as we champion on. Now, the third thing that I want to encourage us with when it comes to pursuing a life of boldness is knowing that David feared God. So I'm not talking that David feared God in an unhealthy way, in a way that caused him to run from God and tremble in a negative way and flee from God. No, the terminology to fear God is to have reverence for him, a deep respect, understanding who God is, what he is capable of, his power, his might, his authority, and his love. It leaves us in awe knowing who our God is. That is what it means to fear the Lord. David respected and honored God's commands over all else and lived that out in his thoughts, his words, his character, and in action. Yes, David was not perfect, and David fell, and David slipped multiple times. And I think that is the breath of fresh air for us as believers, knowing that these amazing people in Scripture, although they led these beautifully bold lives, and they lived these wonderful stories of faith and of hope and of love, they were still human. And they still fell. But the thing is that David continued to have hope in God. David continued to pursue knowing God. David continued to fear the Lord. He knew the power of God would overcome the threats of Goliath. He knew the weight of God's ability to do all things, and he hoped in that. He knew who his God was, and he feared that, and he respected that, and he didn't test the Lord, but he rather trusted in the promises and the will of God that were already given to him. Because of this fear, he obeyed God and received favor. God fearing is God respecting, God honoring, God loving above all else. The only thing worth fearing in this life is God, because of the power that he has. And that power, it's on our side, my friends. That power, it is within us. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. We have nothing to fear. God is for us. So what on earth, or above earth, or below earth, or surrounding us, could ever dare stand against us? I love what Psalm 27:1 says. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The devil knows this. You don't think that the devil knows the Bible? He knows it. He is the greatest deceiver. So he's going to try and twist truth. The devil knows Psalm 27:1. He knows that the Lord is your light and your salvation, and that you have no reason to fear. Satan knows that the Lord is the strong tower of your life. The enemy knows that you have no reason to be afraid, and he's going to do everything he can to lie and cheat and steal and twist and kill off truth in your life. But this is what I am here to remind you of today, and that is what Scripture and the Word of God is there to remind you of every single day. All that the enemy can throw at us is intimidation tactics. Roaring lions, taunting Goliaths. He might try and rob the joy in your life, but he can't rob your salvation, the covenant, the anointing that you have through the Lord, right? Give God the authority to move and to speak and to declare truth over you, and do not fear anyone else, and operate in boldness, knowing that if God called you to do something, you can step out in that faith, in that hope, in that boldness, in that truth, knowing that God will come through. That is our confidence, that is our hope, and that is the boldness that we step out and we can claim territory in. David's actions, they were of reverence. His pursuit was in knowing, and his stance was in hope. All of these things enabled him to live a life of boldness for God's plans for him. Now, as you pursue to act out in boldness, know that the God who won this battle, and, you know, a little spoiler alert, David did end up defeating Goliath. The God who won this battle, and the battle against sin and death, his Spirit resides in you. His favor resides over you. His love is for you. He surrounds you. He's got you. It's vital as believers, though, that we go deeper in our prayer life, in our reading of the word, in our living out for him in obedience. If we can't be bold in pursuing God, how can we be bold when defending the gospel? Y'all, be like David. Be like David and be bold where you are right now with the lions and the bears that are in your life, so that when you are anointed and called out to face the Goliaths in your life, you are able to take them down with hope, confidence, boldness, and authority. We must live boldly off the field so that we can be bold on the field. Be bold on the sidelines. Be bold as a bench warmer, knowing that will pay off when it's game time and when you're on the field. By doing that, we become empowered in our spirit and speak with the authority that has been given to us. So live boldly. My encouragement and my push and my call to action for y'all today is to live boldly in every aspect. Whatever lion you're facing or bear you're facing, know that that is something that you can tackle with boldness, knowing that whatever further battle is ahead, whatever Goliath is going to be ahead, you can tackle that with the same boldness and confidence and strength. Because a bold life will see God move and claim victory in big ways. I hope this serves as an encouragement to you all as you face whatever it is you're facing, whatever challenge, whatever trial, whatever obstacle. Maybe you're just in a season of preparation. Have hope in knowing that it is worth it and that there is purpose and promise in it. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold in your pursuit. Be bold in your proclamation. Be bold. And have confidence and have hope. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's podcast. Remember to leave an amazing rating, like I said, and to review it if you have time, and subscribe. Subscribe for weekly podcasts. I put them out every single week. Every Friday, I believe, is when they go out. So yeah, subscribe so you can just get that notification and have it download automatically to your smart device. Or you can subscribe to it on Spotify if you're listening on Spotify, or literally any other streaming platform. I love you guys. If you have any comments or questions or topic ideas or whatever, if you want to be featured on the next Bought and Beloved podcast, feel free to reach out to my BoughtAndBeloved@gmail.com email. It's all spelled out, BoughtAndBeloved@gmail.com. I look through them every week, and I'm super excited that when I get back from Switzerland next week, that I'll have another fresh word from the Lord for you guys. So enjoy the rest of the podcast while I'm gone. Enjoy my Instagram, my Twitter, my YouTube, all of that's Kirby is the Boss. And I will see you guys next week. Again, my name is Kirby Minnick, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Bought and Beloved podcast.
Thanks for listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com.